Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Crown of the cosmos. Welcome to Dave's Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey, and we love you with all of our hearts. This is what we've dedicated our life to. That's raising the vibration of ourselves and, of course, our planet. Today we have a very, very special show lined up. If you're an avid listener of the Vibration Station, you would know this. If you're a first-time listener, I'm going to tell you for the first time, we get inspired by people that we meet, people that we come in contact with, people that have dedicated themselves to a higher purpose. It may very well be their passion, their excitement, but they're actually doing what they incarnated here at this time to do. And this is why I'm honored to bring this person on the show. I'd like to welcome Sarah, Sister Sarah, actually.
Hi.
You can follow her on Instagram. At a talking lion. That's just @ a talking, TALKING, lion, LION.
And you know what's funny about that is that over the years, a few people have commented saying that they thought, since it's all together, that it's Atoll, King Lion.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool too.
Yeah, I love it. It's a talking lion, but that's cool too.
That's so awesome. Well, I have to say that the username is definitely synchronous for where we are and what we're doing. You are indeed a talking lion. Sister Sarah, the reason why I asked you if you would be so kind as to come on the show this Sunday and share your vibrations with the rest of the world is because of a conversation that we had just last week. We were speaking with one another about co-creating and connecting for Universal Consciousness 1111, which you guys are more than welcome to check out, universalconsciousness1111.com. You can also follow us at universalconsciousness1111. We have an event coming up July 10th at the Topanga Community House in Topanga Canyon, California. Actually, we are blessed enough to have Sarah, who's going to be raising the vibration of the collective consciousness and the whole planet, actually, when we have this event. We are honored to hear what Sarah has to say. Everything that she puts out is just pure high vibe. It's channeled from a pure, loving, compassionate space. And the way that she delivers it is just out of this world. So Sarah's actually a super, just like, she's like an angel poet is what she is.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's true. It's true. You're just overwhelmingly impactful. That's the word I'm looking for. The first time I heard you spit your flow with your slam poetry, I got chills down my spine. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, this is so good. And I think that if I feel that way, a bunch of other people would feel that same way too. So it is our honor to have you here on the show. And listeners, make sure to check her out A Talking Lion, just at A Talking Lion. Her posts are just as inspirational as her poetry. Really, really powerful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. So first and foremost, the question is, what shifted you, what shifted your life, your consciousness, what made you decide, I'm going to raise vibration, I'm going to... You know, we're talking about new waivers. We're talking about this, you know, facilitating the new grid, facilitating the new vibrations that are coming into the planet, that are really reshaping Gaia and all of her inhabitants. So what inspired you? I mean, obviously, yes, the shift, this global energy, but on like a personal level, I guess I'm asking, what was the turning point for Sarah to say, I got to do this, and I got to dedicate a lot of my energy into making people feel this love?
I've always had a burning desire for truth. So it started off with truth. And I guess how that expressed itself was through objective reality and subjective reality. So I always thought, is there a referee going on? You know, I was diagnosed as bipolar because of my...
happens. That's like, whatever the doctors want to say, like, this is the diagnosis, then you walk away and you say, okay, I guess this is it, you know?
I felt very crazy for a long time because of how I could not, on a fundamental level, relate to everyone's numbness. Now I would call it as numbness.
Yes.
And now I have so much compassion from where that numbness comes from. And I have a burning desire. I was following a thread of truth. And it wasn't something where like, no, I have to believe something because it feels good. But I was following the truth and, you know, what I consider truth. And so I was building discernment. And then I felt like I reached a certain degree of integration to where, well, I can have my own platform.
Yes.
So it's really this compelling inner call.
Yes.
That started with truth.
That's awesome. That's amazing. There's definitely this new wave that's being presented to, you know, I mean, social media, which therefore affects the entire world. Anybody that has an internet connection probably has an Instagram, a Facebook, some sort of social media tool, right? To connect with the rest of their peers, with the rest of the world. So there's definitely been this new wave of truth, this new wave of people wanting to awaken the global consciousness. And, you know, we are a part of that. We know that we're a part of that. That's why we do what we do. That's why we're passionate and we feel so strongly about the things that we do, because we know it's happening. We know it's real. We know it's true. Where a lot of people, they've been so phased by what other people have told them is right and wrong, they kind of just stick their head in the sand and they don't really know what's happening on a global scale around them, right?
Uh-huh.
So thank you for, you know, dedicating yourself, dedicating your energy, your time, your thoughts.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's true. Thank you. So it's like...
I never knew I was even going to avail myself, if you will, you know.
And that's when the most beautiful things happen. That's when the most beautiful discoveries are made. It's almost like when the unintentional you, like... isn't seeking for anything outside of truth. It's like it's revealed to you in multiple different facets. And then it's up to you how you want to approach it, how you want to use this information, delegate it to other people, keep it for yourself. That's not what we like to do, because what's the fun in that?
No, right? No fun. No.
So I wanted to hop into another facet of what we were talking about. So earlier we were talking about what I said, Sarah, like, what's important to you? Like, what resonates with you? And you said, well, I want to communicate the facilitation of this new energy.
Yes.
The new waivers.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk to us a little bit about what that is and how this is, you know, how, your ideas of how it's going to affect the global community? Not even that. Just go for it, sister. Like, whatever starts flowing, like, you just, the mic is yours. Like,
Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
So right now what's happening is that enough people who were separate, not really intending ever to avail themselves, just had this, you know, yearning for truth and however that took shape or form, are now starting to connect.
Yes.
So universal consciousness, you know, that this event, people all over are having their own communities built, completely grassroots, right. And we're connecting because we know that we know to a certain degree what change needs to look like.
Yes.
And we don't really need to have it all figured out, but we're coming forward and we're making each other braver.
Yes.
Just by being able to connect.
Totally.
And so that
true.
Braveness needs to be nourished through these communities. And then these pockets, you know, these pockets are pretty much the frame builders, if you really think about it, of a new way of being. But we can't get so far ahead to where we go, well, how is this going to really ever replace that or this
right.
or this or that? We just need to be guided, and step by step will avail itself and not burn us out. But really, everyone's coming forward with their gifts. I don't actually have a passion
true.
For gardening, but there are people who do that, and I'm so grateful that they do that.
I love gardening.
Because I need that. So sometimes I go like, wow, that's someone's passion, like how poetry's my passion. Thank
yeah.
you for being you, because I need that.
Yes.
So everyone right. has these puzzle pieces that they're super passionate about, and then this intention to come together. So the intention to come together is the beautiful thing that we're working out now, and we're integrating.
Right.
You know, we're integrating together now. So
yes.
so we were integrating individually,
right.
and now we're coming together and seeing what we're going to form as a collective.
Yes, it's so true. Thank you. That was perfectly on point. Couldn't have said it better myself. And well, you're the wordsmith over here, so I would leave it to you to say it better.
So as you said earlier about the first, I call it first waivers.
First waivers. Yeah,
yeah.
The first waivers. I was saying new waivers.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I forgot that you said that, but yeah. So like a first waiver.
Just for listeners that are, you know, tuning in and, you know, haven't listened to previous Vibration Station episodes, what, can you define a first waiver for us?
Very simply, I would just define a first waiver as somebody who feels really cold right now to anchor in a higher frequency, a
yes.
higher energy, because we're being inundated nonstop.
We are.
With divine light.
We are.
It's penetrated the grids. It's everywhere. It's making us crazy. The people who, you know, haven't done the work to be able to clear out, you know, the cellular debris or the shadow, if you will.
Right.
People don't know what's going on, so it's just making them crazy. But everything's really being pushed to the surface, so it is all love.
Yes.
Because even if it doesn't look like love, it's all love.
It's
because
all
it's,
love.
It's needing to be seen to be released, because
yes.
it's carbon. It, essentially, what you can look at it as in a very loving way is just carbon-based DNA.
Right.
And so that's being risen
right
to be released.
You said something really profound, and this is a quote that I've often said in the past, especially to people that are close to me that are going through their own purging of energy, right? And that's, everything is being pushed to the surface for healing.
Yeah.
There's so much high frequency energy, less dense energy,
mm-hmm.
right? Multi-dimensional energy that we are not necessarily used to working with. This is we're used to working with it on etheric planes when we're not embodying a physical body.
Yes.
But when we're in a physical body and we have certain attachments to things in the physical world, it's easier to forget, like, that we're working with vibration every moment of every day. And when there are these heightened vibrations and these higher frequencies of divine love and divine light that are, you know, being focused up onto the earth and all the inhabitants, it changes the grid, just like you said. It literally reshapes the matrix.
Yes.
For a higher frequency living, higher consciousness is what it is. It's a higher consciousness living, and it's a conscious lifestyle, community-based. Everyone wants the best for everyone else. Everyone's abundant in all ways. Everyone provides for themselves and for everyone else, and you just make a sweet earth. You just make a beautiful, like, heaven on earth.
Unity consciousness.
Yes,
heart-centered unity consciousness. So the heart's being activated right now.
It is.
The heart being activated can be likened to the feminine, the divine feminine energy, finally coming up to be balanced with the masculine.
Wow.
So what we have had are a whole several timelines. So we've had a history of manifested through patriarchy. We've had kind of like seen the extent of what the masculine energy, when it is by itself and it doesn't have the female energy counterpart, we've seen the extent of what kind of pain.
Yes.
Can go
much,
on.
Very much.
And so, I mean, personally, I feel like as a collective group consciousness, we have learned the lessons and we've got the experience.
Yes.
So now it's being balanced. And then that would be activating the heart.
Right.
So it's not just feminine or it's not just the male. It's that integration, that marriage of the two, activating the heart.
Wow.
And from that unity consciousness, which goes, oh, no, it's not matriarchy. It's not patriarchy. It's a unification where it's as simple as seeing everything as you.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that you have to live in this illusion. That doesn't mean you have to, like, live not grounded going like, oh, my God, I'm in control of those people.
Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No. Everyone is a part of Source.
Yes.
And everyone has their own journey.
Yes.
So, you know, and everyone's waking up to their divinity at their own rate. So
right.
It's not like, you know, if somebody's not exactly where I'm at or I'm not exactly where someone's at, that's not wrong.
Right.
But everyone has their own journey, but we are unified. So there's that respect. There's not this delusional form of it that can be like, oh, I'm this plant. Yes, but there's this acknowledgement that you're a part of it. Like,
yes.
I see myself in you.
Yes, 150%.
Yeah.
I mean, call me a hippie tree hugger, go for it. But I've full blown, like, you know, been in a meditative state, and I go to this one place right up by my house. It's this beautiful mountain, like a mile up the house. And I sit on this mountain for hours and I'll meditate. And there's trees where you just walk a little down to the left and there's these trees. So I got this impulse to just like check out a tree. Just like, I was just, you know, when you get super high frequency, you uh-huh. start looking at everything like divine.
Yes.
It like shines almost, like it's brighter, colors are more vibrant, everything is like more beautiful when you're in a higher state of consciousness, because that's what you're projecting.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this tree, and it like, it basically like, and I know it like didn't actually do this, but like, I mean, maybe it did, but like, it was like, David, just come give me a hug. Like, and I was like, I'm down. I like gave this tree the biggest hug, uh-huh. but because I was in high consciousness, I was able to feel the vibration, the energy flowing from the earth up to the tree. And then it was like a torus field. For those of you that aren't familiar with the torus field, just go Google search torus field. It's basically where you have two streams of energy, one in a north polarity and one in a south polarity. I did that opposite. But the north polarity magnet is going up through the roots and then out and down. And then the south polarity energy is going down and then up. So it's like these two forces that are like, wham, wham. Okay, if there were to be video in the studio, you'd see my hands. But I could feel the vibration of this tree. I could feel the energy like pulsing through it. What it actually felt like is like I was hugging like a water pipe that had just gallons of water like flood. And I could hear it too. It was crazy. So yes, you are everything. We are everything. We are connected to every single vibrating atom, molecule, proton, neutron, neutrino, every single vibration in the universe, no matter how it manifests in a physical or an etheric form, we are connected to it. And what we experience is a product of where we focus our attention. That's where Sister Sarah comes in with her wisdom and her knowledge and her inspiration and her empowerment. And she says, yo, listen to this. Check out what's going on around us. And she does it in a way that perked your ears up and you're like, damn, that was really powerful. It's one thing to have a conversation with someone. It's another thing when you can write a poem.
Oh, thank you.
It's true. And say it in a way that gets people like, whoa, what did she just say? That's some of the greatest musicians in the world. They're just poets. Musicians are just poets, and they put, you know, yeah, music behind it. It's the
they
same
are.
Thing.
And what I've also, another thing that I see that I do, and I didn't really know what I was doing for a long time, and then now it came to the forefront, and I guess this is just, you know, one of my tools, yeah, one of my gifts, is that I use creativity to widen our the broad bandwidth. So yes, like if consciousness is on a broad bandwidth, so I use creativity to kind of open that,
right,
compassionately.
Right.
I mean, I hope it's compassionately.
Yeah, absolutely.
But compassionately,
yeah,
expand that broad bandwidth so that higher states of consciousness can come in.
Yeah.
And so that's done through poetry and play, or even just funny things, you know, quirky things. Sometimes it'll just be like a quote that I found absolutely profound, and it's matched with this really cheeky picture.
Yeah, totally.
But the contrast or the play, something about that, the juxtaposition of something, just kind of, it could be super simple, but I find that personally, I get, you know, hits that it's like, oh no, but it doesn't always need to be, you know, super profound. Just something that will help expand the broad bandwidth of being able to even receive higher states of consciousness.
Right. Beautifully said. Damn, that's totally. And that's like, I mean, if you can expand the broad bandwidth of the entire Earth consciousness, let's just say that the entire Earth consciousness decided that Sarah's poetry and what Sarah has to say makes sense to them. You would literally, overnight, change climate, change the electromagnetics of the water, the oceans,
yes,
the grid. If the whole collective consciousness came together and said, all right, let's focus on this, the world would change overnight. The thing is, we're so scattered. And they're, you know, instead of the presidents spitting poetry and being like, listen to what's up, like, we got to get conscious, come together, unite, tribe up, let everyone love each other, dude, you know? Instead, we have, like, you know, politicians saying how the other one's wrong,
uh-huh,
right? It's like the exact opposite. So, you know, Sarah for president.
Well, I would call like the presidential campaign, I would call that like a radio station, right?
It is.
So
yes.
So there's other frequencies. So
yes,
a first waver would kind of be like somebody who is tuning in to the other radio station. So then they're bringing that station in.
Yes.
So they're listening, they're focusing their attention on that station. And that doesn't mean that the other stations aren't going on.
Okay.
It just means that there can't be focus or attention shifted there, because even at this point, and there was a point when there needed to be attention shifted there.
Yes.
But other waves are doing that now because we've hit critical mass.
Wow.
So the first wavers don't need to be doing that anymore, because other people need to come into their power, and that's how you do that.
Yes.
So that can be likened to one radio station that is really not, at this point, for many of us, relevant.
Right.
So it's just about tuning into the other wave and really, you know, bringing that one in.
Yes.
And so we can look really crazy to a lot of people who are like not on our channel.
Totally.
They're like, what are you doing?
Like, totally,
like you think the world's a different way, but it, you know, in actuality, they're just, you know, they'll get on it.
They'll get on it
the more that, totally, we stay true to it.
So true.
The more that we, you know, broadcast that.
Yes, exactly. And that actually loops around to another facet of the human consciousness, which is everybody that we interact with is actually just a reflection of us, right? So anyone that we're interacting with that isn't on that broad bandwidth,
mm-hmm,
yet is actually kind of like, they all have super tremendous benefit in our lives, you know? And they are the aspect of our consciousness. And this is something that I've just learned semi-recently. It's been proven to me. I've understood the concepts of like everyone's reflection, but it's really been like proven to me,
mm-hmm,
that the people I interact with are a direct reflection of my thoughts. And everybody is a potential. Yes. Everybody that I interact with, there's a million versions of them. And the version of them that I interact with is the version that I'm broadcasting of them. So it's almost like I already know before even opening my mouth or what I'm going to say to anybody, kind of how the conversation's going to go. Subconsciously, mm-hmm. I'm projecting it. I'm forecasting it. If I do intentional, deliberate focus, I can change the way that this person interacts with me just by changing my thoughts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've noticed in certain situations, I'll be talking to my father and I won't be in the best mood. I won't be flying the highest mm-hmm. because I'm get consumed by an external experience. Mm-hmm. And he'll respond to me in a perfect way. He'll say something not even necessarily related, but it won't be in the nicest tone. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes later, I can do some deliberate focus and like maybe clear my head, say a little prayer, start counting the things that I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. I'll walk back in the house and he'll be like the nicest person ever. And I will recognize I changed the way you talk to me by focusing in a happier way. So that's kind of where this world is at. So with those people that we interact with that aren't on that level, they're the aspect of us that I guess, and this is what I've learned, they're the aspect of us that isn't fully, or it's their opportunities for us to let go more.
Yes, and to learn where our judgment is, because that is something that this year has revealed to me just how much judgment I have.
Wow, yeah.
And it was righteous. It was very righteous for a long time, and it served me for a long time because of certain things I needed to do. And now I'm being told that it's a letting go time of that, and to now look at everything from the eyes of love, really, which is the most compassionate way. And so there's this tenderness that I've been able to bring in now with the interactions before that, you know, either were just I wasn't happy with,
right.
too hostile.
Right.
And now I see how I added or I contributed to not making words windows,
yeah.
to not making the connection where we both win in a situation. And that doesn't mean for everything. There's some things that, you know, like I flat out disagree with.
Sure,
but you know,
totally.
You can say everything from your heart.
Right.
You can say everything from your heart.
Right.
You don't have to agree with someone to still show them respect, regardless of whether they show you respect. That's not contingent.
That's a really powerful point. And I think that a lot of people lose sight of that. I think that so many people are just kind of following the herd, where if one person says this is it, or if one person says this is the way, we get so quick that we don't want confrontation, or we don't want someone to think differently of us.
Yeah.
So we'll give in. So we'll just, I know I'm guilty of it. So I'll just, something I completely disagree with, and I've gotten a lot better. I've trained myself, because you're absolutely right. You're actually being more compassionate when you say what you believe in.
Absolutely.
Because that way you're not just basically taking all of your knowledge, all of your greatness, putting it off to the side, uh-huh. and letting someone else's, in your eyes, distraught belief systems kind of penetrate you to where you just say, yeah, sure, why not? But we can't do that, right? We got to stand up, just like you said.
Yeah, and especially as we're coming together now in these communities, it's okay to learn how to say in a heart-centered way, no,
yes.
or to say in a heart-centered way, yes. So we're still going to be communicating and being able to figure out what we all want,
yes.
To co-design.
Yes.
And so authenticity is key, but there can be authenticity without this, you know, the masculine form of communication,
yes.
can be there if everything is in balance with the fact that there can always be tenderness.
Yes.
The ability to be like, well, how would you want to be spoken to?
Yes. It's so true.
Yeah.
Like the golden rule, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's called the golden rule for a reason.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing else outside of what you do unto others is,
exactly.
you know, what you get back.
And when you really think at the highest of, I mean, I don't know what the highest of high is, and I'm okay if I never do, because I just want to keep going higher.
Exactly.
So I don't need to ever reach the end. But for me, what I have learned is that the highest of high really is as simple as the golden rule.
It's so true.
And we're just being pointed or shoved even to the golden rule.
It's so true. Beautiful. It's beautifully said. It's so true. And we don't think about these. I know I said that a couple times already with different topics, but it's true. We don't think about these things. You know, what our parents taught us, or our guardians, whoever we grew up with, what they taught us as, like, you know, in kindergarten, you know, okay, now don't do that. Now, some of it kind of warped our beliefs. Some of it wasn't the best for us, but it's exactly what we needed to expand. That's why, you know, so it was the best for us.
Yes.
But some of it went, but other things that they taught us were really, really profound. Like the golden rule. I mean, everyone knows the golden rule from like preschool. You know, I remember they had it like in, you know, block little kitty letters, like, you know, it said like the golden rule. And then below it, I forget the exact words that were used, but, you know, do to others as you want done unto yourself. You know, basically that's, you know, they said it in words for kids to understand, but you know,
absolutely. Like, and it's funny because it's kind of like you start off, let's say there's no starting point, but let's just say you start off with, okay, you're going to have either life or lifetimes or whatever eternity of this experience. You're starting off with the rule, which is the golden rule. So you get the answer in the beginning, but it just takes however long you want to align with it.
That's funny. That's
awesome. But it's never hidden from you.
it's like so in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always is this the always there invitation, but you know, it's either fun or horrible to the journey to it.
Yeah, it's so true. Wow. That really came full circle. That's really cool.
Cuz some things are too simple for us and then that makes it not fun.
Right. And that's so interesting. It's like, you know, the entire you think of the quantum physics of the universe, right? It sounds really complicated, but it's actually so simple. It's like it's too simple.
Uh-huh.
That's for like, you know, because we're so used to complicating things. We're so used to making things like 100 times more intense or uh-huh. putting so many more steps than actually require than we need to get from A to B. So we're used to having a confused kind of like, over projected state, right? Whereas if we were to take a step back, realize that everything is simply divine,
mm-hmm.
everything is working with these very simple yet unbreakable laws. Law of attraction, uh-huh. law of vibration. I mean, they're all the same thing, just but you know, yeah. they all work with each other. Yeah. Really powerful. Please.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Hey, story of my life, sister. it's really profound, though. And if we were to start applying these concepts on a daily basis and start understanding that simplifying the complex ideas is the greatest way to move in the human experience.
Yes, and I just remembered what I was going to say.
Beautiful,
so it's because
beautiful.
We're polarized, right? And that's not like that wasn't a part of the experience. That was a part of the experience. But we had this polarization to where either because of the lack of the feminine energy, there was this, there is this survival competition energy still prevalent. And that, when you breed that with the polarization of, oh, I don't know that there is a way to disagree with someone,
and to
be able to maintain the golden rule.
Yes.
So we're all coming to this unity to where, well, the first wave, or I'll only speak for myself.
No,
I'm coming to this unity to where it's like, oh, you know, like the golden rule can be applied.
Yes.
And there doesn't have to be any like there doesn't have to be a polarization to anything.
Right, right. It's unification.
Yes.
Just like you were saying earlier. And that is the age that we're moving into, the age of unification, the age of illumination.
Yes.
When you illuminate, you unify.
Uh-huh.
And when you unify, you shine brighter.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what this whole movement is about. This new global movement about, you know, rewiring the energy of the grid and accepting these higher frequencies and learning to love them learning to see that we came to this earth at this time to expand our soul contracts, our consciousness, is for the purpose of feeling better. That's it. Nothing else. Feel better. Your job is done.
And having fun. Keep feeling
and having fun.
Yeah. Now we can start having fun doing it.
Exactly. And this, and then right after this, if that's all right with you, I'd love to hear one of your poems, if that's cool.
I would love to.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, it's. I think that that has so much to do with this age of entrepreneurialism, right? Everybody's becoming an entrepreneur. Everyone is finding their excitements and starting their own business. Even if it's just creating an Instagram account and putting up an Etsy and like making sweet jewelry that are high vibration crystals that raises the vibration, or even making something that someone likes to wear that makes them feel good, offering clothing with sacred geometry, bringing people together for events, offering vegan food, healthy, non-pesticidal, organic, GMO free, all this good stuff that nourishes the body. Giving people knowledge. Everything you flow about, everything you write about is what this planet is experiencing. And a product of that is unification, the individual empowering themselves through following their highest joys and excitements.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and I would even say that necklaces are so important. I mean, every aspect is important, but nothing ought to be downplayed right now, because look at how much we spend, or look at how we worship necklaces right now, or jewelry for that matter, and look where they come from. You could be saving people's lives.
It's true.
If the, you know, so we're trying to make this a trend, you know?
It's true. My actually what's really cool is my girlfriend of 5 years is owns her own jewelry company.
Thank you. Wow, jeweler. I didn't know that.
And yeah, if you guys, I'm just gonna throw this out here. If you guys want to check her out, you can do that at @c.shaye_jewelry. JEWELRY. Took me a couple years to learn how to spell that.
I will definitely look into that. Thank you.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so sweet. And hey, if you guys are just tuning in with us, make sure to go on your Instagram, search A Talking Lion. You got to follow her. She's too cool. Sarah, we got Sarah, Sister Sarah in the studio with us from the owner of the account, at A Talking Lion. Not, well, it's not... It's A Talking Lion, but the at sign, A Talking Lion. Make sure to check her out. Make sure to check out C-Shay Jewelry. There's a bunch of really high vibrational great things happening all times. And at this time, we're about to raise our frequency by hearing the one and only Sister Sarah at A Talking Lion bust out some super conscious poetry. I'm really, really excited for this.
Okay, so this is one of my newest ones, so I still have it in my notes, but it's called Jailbreak, and this one was
nice.
This one was it's not my personal traditional style, but what it was is channeled to me, because this is what we need at this time.
It's amazing.
Okay, so
I'm going to turn my mic off. We got Sister Sarah at A Talking Lion raising your vibration here on the Vibration Station on LA Talk Radio.
Without friction, we'd all fall down. All of our wounds are just bumping into each other. I whip you where I was whipped. Now I can breathe. You suffocate. You throw words as hard as rocks to break the chains around your thoughts. You strike me below the knees. Now I send that back out to three. Either you or I or both go with him. We are ticking time bombs in clothes. Retaliate even before the first grenade is thrown. To show you the precision in my pain. To create more of the same. These chains aren't gonna break. These tears aren't going to pay for anything. If we're all connected, then no one can move. If I'm infected, then the virus is you. We fail to see that all we are is love. And all we're trying to be is more love. Our problems are how we get more of what we already are. More love. If we're all connected, then anyone can be our liberator. They just have to be a little less wounded than the next, and just a few centimeters more open in their chest, where their scars wide open to attest for the accumulations of generations that were suppressed. Give the opposite of what was received. Change the currency. We're planning a jailbreak. The whole world is exchanging their whips and chains for a shiver.
Oh my goodness. Oh, woo. That was hot. That was hot. That was hot.
Thank you.
I have chills going all throughout my body. Wow. That was really powerful. Dang, Sarah, that was super cool. Beyond cool. That was totally channeled.
Thank you so much.
Totally channeled, to say the least. Thank you so much. Can I dissect that for a second?
Please,
can
we like so, okay, please, so dissect it.
That's really cool. So it's like you said, we cannot move. When we're connected, we can't move. When we're infected, or if we're infected, it's you. Is that what you said?
The virus is
you. The virus is you.
That's like how we can either look at connection as, wow, we're connected, so any one of us can be the change, and that will ripple on. Or we can look at it through the victim mentality, whereas we're connected, so we're all screwed.
Right. And I think a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we give way too much power to the person in charge, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And then that creates this kind of domino effect where everyone thinks they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, well, if this person gets in, then we're all screwed.
Uh-huh. Or we give too much power to the last person who hurt us instead of realizing that the last person that hurt us has their own path.
Wow.
And that they're looking for love just like how we're looking for love, and that I don't have to carry that pattern on. If this is all a virus game, then I could be a love virus.
Yes. Yes.
I could create my own virus and like, pass that on.
Exactly. And the love virus is essentially, it's like, it would be equivalent to like an antivirus, you know?
Or
like,
the golden rule.
The golden rule. Totally. It's so true.
I didn't like the way that felt. That's maybe so I shouldn't true. Pass that on.
No, that's exactly. 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 Yeah, that's really powerful. And then you said, we're talking about all we need is, you know, like the next person with their chest just 3 inches.
Just a few centimeters. They just have to be less wounded.
3 centimeters. Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. That's so cool.
And they don't even have to be less wounded. They just have to act less wounded.
Right. Now that's profound right mm-hmm. there. And that's what becoming the master or like the spiritual warrior is.
Mm-hmm.
We all have trials and tribulations. We all have things in our life that have shown us the darkness,
mm-hmm.
that have shown, which is actually just opportunity to shine brighter. Darkness.
And repressed light.
And exactly. Exactly. You're coming through with the words, sister. It's strong. I'm glad. This is a good show. This is really powerful. Listeners, if you want to email me, let me know what you guys think of the show. Do you have anything, questions, comments? You want to say how awesome Sarah is? You're welcome to do that. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Just Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, if you guys want to hear more of wisdom from Sarah, hear more wisdom from of Sarah, you got to check out Instagram @@atalkinglion. You actually don't even need to put in the @. Just go ahead and type in @atalkinglion. She's definitely a powerful influencer in the community. She has really just a wonderful perspective on the human experience, on where we are, what we're doing, where we're headed, and what to do about it. So make sure to check out @atalkinglion, aka Sister Sarah, live in the studio with us. You said that that's not usually like your traditional style of poetry.
Uh-huh.
Is that because it was like channeled from like a different place than you usually are channeling your poetry? Like, or just, you just flowed it. It was just a different flow.
I have more, I'm a bit more cheeky in my poetry. Yeah.
Nice.
This one was more just, thoughts that were put to, you know.
And it was strong.
A strong heart-centered message made in the form of a poem.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm a lot more, you know, trickstery in my poetry.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. I remember one that you had said to me over the phone.
Oh, The Only Language.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one came to me all at once. And I love when that happens.
And you just download.
I'm very happy when that happens. That's 50% of the time. The other 50% of the time, what'll usually happen normally is I'll get them in bits. Like, I'll always end up using the piece that came to me and I have to write it down really quick. That'll usually end up being the very last line.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Uh-huh.
I love how you've really created a an exact word here. You've created a method to your craft. You've created a impactful way, but calculated, not just like thrown together. Because, you know, people get this idea of creative energy and they think creative energy, yeah, it's all well and good, it's creative, but it's there's this sort of like lack of construct that comes with creative energy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's like this big preconceived like lack of like structure.
It's
right?
Non-linear.
It's non-linear,
and it's really hard to make it linear.
Totally. And when you make it linear, when you take something that doesn't necessarily have actually it already has divine structure.
Yeah.
It always has divine.
And then
structure.
It's just a matter of being that bold as to go, okay, you guys, this is, you know, already structured. Please get it.
Yes, exactly. And I guess it comes down to those that don't get it aren't meant to hear it.
Yeah.
And those that do get it, it really impacts.
Yeah, and we all have different, you know, flavors. We're all different colors. We're all different tones because we all attract our own little special, unique, niche audiences, you know? So it's not like if somebody doesn't vibe with my poetry that, you know, like they're not conscious.
Of course.
It's they'll have their own ice cream flavor.
Of course. And that's really powerful that you as a poet and as an artist, as a creator, don't have an ego to say that. Do you know how many people, even in the conscious community, have an ego to where they say, like, well, if you don't understand what I'm saying, then you're just not on my level, right? It's like this, there's total ego. It's like the opposite of being conscious. It's got, you're kind of being unconscious of this other person's journey.
Right, right. And it's funny because, like, I get where they're coming from in a sense because it's so hard to constantly always be energetically translating higher states of consciousness into matching wherever that person may be at on their journey. So that it requires a lot of energy to consciously communicate that.
It does.
But then also there's kind of the shutdown mechanism that happens where they don't even want to go into it. And then they don't even realize they're coming from an unconscious place by just judging the person.
Wow. And that's what you said earlier about judgment.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said earlier about judgment.
And you can think whatever you want in your head, you know, because denying, you know, our own judgments need to be loved. Unconditional love is unconditional. So everything needs to be loved. But like I said, it's just about not maybe passing that on.
It's so true. Sarah, we actually got an email from a listener.
Oh, cool.
Someone listened in. They loved your poetry. It says, hey, Dave, this is Casey and Kat. We want to hear more poetry. Is she a Leo? She's awesome. Exclamation mark.
I am a Leo. I'm a double Leo, sun and moon in Leo.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So let's see, with the last couple minutes, we got 2 minutes left on the show. Should we entertain and raise the vibration for Casey and Kat? Do you have, only if you have another poem that you feel like sharing?
Oh, yeah, I could do The Only Language.
Let's do, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. You know what? This is what we're going to do. I'm going to mute the mics. We're going to have an awesome, close out to the show with like it's just Sarah busting out The Only Language.
Thank you.
Check it out, guys.
She said, "You don't want answers. You're just looking for a reason to need them." And that right there pulled me out of my trance and replaced my awe with something like, "Huh? I forget. People don't know what they're talking about. They have to speak in third person because they don't know themselves very well. How do you tell someone there's more to life than taking your clothes off? Like, putting them back on? You don't." So I roll over to take a sip of my tea and speak to her in the only language she understands. "Baby, you are free to be as hopeless as you like. You could be air. And I'm free to be the sea. Because I learned somewhere along the way, the point wasn't to save the world, the point was to save yourself. But you end up saving the world anyways, because that's just the way it works. So I let her be lost. I let her be cold and indifferent. Because I knew that you could only be lost, cold, and indifferent for so long until you start to seek heat. Once she was so turned around, she couldn't tell up from down. So free, she couldn't tell the ivy from the trees. Once the frost got deep inside and numbed her bones into a lullaby,
she would start to care too much. Far too much. And she would start to itch, looking for a light, until her skin was raw from itching and started twitching. And her body and soul would rattle and roll, like two stones throwing blows, striking against each other until she sparked. And she would be left with no other choice but to set herself on fire and light her own way.
Whoa! Sarah, at A Talking Lion, you are too awesome,
thank
sister.
You.
No, thank you. Wow, wow, wow. Listeners, all the unconditional love, happiness, joy, abundance, laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to go on your Instagram and follow A Talking Lion, just A-T-A-L-K-I-N-G-L-I-O-N. And if you guys want high vibrational jewelry, crystals, and custom-made jewelry as well, you guys make sure to check out C.Shaye_jewelry, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. That's on Instagram. And of course, you can follow us at Universal Consciousness 1111 for events, high vibrational information, and anything and everything, just like here on the Vibration Station, to raise your vibration. Really, really, I love all of you guys and everything that you do for the planet. Thank you, Sarah. Love you so much. We'll see you guys next Sunday.
Thank you.
Woo!